says, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban. When a man will bring a korban. So Rashi says, why do you say Adam? Usually it says Ish. Why Adam? So him to me, Adam Arishon. Just like Adam Arishon didn't bring from stolen property, so too you don't bring from anything stolen, bring from what's yours. So it's a little roundabout. There's other ways that the Torah could have told us not to bring stolen things. Right? Why over here, right, does it have to mention it? Well, Adam didn't steal because there's nobody to steal from, so two basic ideas here. One is, basic is, why do we have a right to bring animals as a sacrifice? Why do we have a right to eat animals? Right? I mean, why aren't the vegetarians right that, why do we have a right to lord over the animals? The answer is because we're not animals. Because the world was created for the sake of man, and everything was created for man to use. And therefore man can use it physically by eating animals, wearing their skins as clothing, and that's what God intended, that the world should serve man, if man deserves it. And therefore we can use animals in our service of God too. But there's one condition. Before you can manipulate and use an animal for your service, right? We don't use other human beings for our service, because every human being has his service of God. So I can't use somebody else to serve God. He has his service. I can't use him and make him a sacrifice. You have to first be a mensch. Because if you're a human being, then you have a right to use animals. But if you act like an animal, then an animal has no right to use another animal as a sacrifice. Every animal has their purpose in this world. Human beings have rights to use animals, but not animals. So Adam kia, first you have to be a mensch. Then you can bring a sacrifice. Mina behema. But if you're a behema, then you have no right to bring other behemas as sacrifices. Now what constitutes an Adam and a behema? Okay. The answer is not merely that I act nicely because it affects other people. But intrinsically, a human being has to have certain morals and ethics, even if it affects nobody. And we live in a society where that's not understood, where you can do every depraved thing as long as you don't affect anybody else. Live and let live. Do your own thing. Right? And if whatever is done behind closed doors doesn't affect anybody else, matovu manoi. Now you can act like an animal as long as acting like an animal doesn't affect other people adversely. That's the philosophy of the world. That's not the Torah's philosophy. There's no such thing as, even in closed doors, acting like an animal. You're not an animal, you're a human being. And if it affects nobody, it's still, you have to act like a human being. Right? Even bechedrei chadorim, shivisi Hashem, you are between you and God. And God's always there, and God expects you to act like a human being, even if it affects nobody and nobody sees. Partially because that's what a human being is. A human being is somebody who can't steal. Not an Adam Arishon. If there could have been an idea of stealing, and it would have affected nobody, still would be prohibited. Because stealing is not right. You have to use your things, not something else. Not even if your stealing affects nobody. Still it's awesome. Stealing. Just like Adam Arishon didn't steal because it was impossible. That's how it has to be by you. It has to be an impossibility because you're a human being. Human beings don't steal. But even more than that, it does affect. It always affects somebody. And today you can understand that to a certain degree. That whatever we do, whether it appears to affect people or not, can affect the world terribly. You know that they say that the fluorocarbons in deodorant, spray deodorant or spray whatever, could cause the ozone layer of the atmosphere to break up, and then the cosmic rays are able to penetrate, and Rahman al-Islam, 10 million people may be getting cancer, Rahman al-Islam, because you spritzed your underarms. Right? It's not... So what is a person going to say? Well, this is something private, doing it in the privacy of my own bathroom, and what does anybody else care? No, because if you could know for sure that spritzing that thing is going to break up the ozone layer and cause global warming and who knows what kind of diseases, that's not your personal business. You are destroying a world by polluting the air. Sins do the same thing. You think that you're sinning alone and not causing anybody else any harm, but you're polluting the world. And that causes who knows what kind of sorrows. So on the one hand, a person has to act like a human being, even among, beyond closed doors, because he has to be a human being. At the same time, it does affect everybody. There's no such thing as not affecting anybody else. Everything affects everybody else. So therefore, the Torah says, Adam, you have to be like Adam Arishon. If you are fit to be called an Adam, then you have a right to bring sacrifices for the animals. But if you don't fit that designation, and you act like an animal, then what in the world right do you have to bring another animal as a sacrifice? One animal doesn't bring another animal as a sacrifice. Adam brings an animal as a sacrifice.